Owens, who does wonderful spoken words, and she's on her way up. So we'll welcome Suzanne.
Hi. What a place this is. I love this place. I don't think I need glasses, actually. It's amazing. I don't think so.
Good light over there.
Yeah, I'll wear them anyway. Okay, this is called As in an Hour of Generations, and it's for my son, who now lives in Holland, as everybody knows. I want to stop the day like I'm stopping the car at the bottom of the hill. The farm where we come to pick apples at. Although my 7-year-old son complains it's hard to eat them with so many teeth falling out and new ones growing in, grabbing some bags, eager to see beyond the hills, I hesitate, not knowing where to step. Fallen apples cover the ground with no spaces between. They lie like pools of red recollections shadowed underneath the trees. But he continues up the hill, galloping over the rank abundance. And on the way, wormy ones are criticized, brown, rotten ones thrown away, red ones enthused over, while every tree becomes a challenge for his swinging legs and round, strong arms, until at last, hot, breathless, and laughing, we touch at the summit. He flings his body over a branch and hollers for a boost. I hold my hands like stirrups and, with a twitching of leaves, all his 7 years elongates the branch. He's reaching for a particular apple, far out on the circumference of the tree, one beyond his grasp. I remember myself at his age, hiding from my father like a leaf in the backyard birch. From the top, I would watch my sisters like two ducks trudge out to the car following him. My sisters, all dressed up for their weekly visit with Dad. I despise them for their submission, the zoo, the ice cream, the betrayal of our mother left alone in her house howling, abandoned. A worm in my stomach eats a hole like the jagged empty hole in the leaf I twist in my fingers. I vow to fight the other woman for her. The new pink bark of the tree shows beneath as I peel off the old one, rip it into strips, and gape at the car disappearing down the drive. Glad no one came looking for me. Glad no one called my name, which I scratch like my new vow into the new bark with a safety pin. My son hollers, "I'll get it yet, Mom." He means that same precarious apple. The mother beneath would prefer to measure the distance of the fall from branch to earth as the fall from child to adult. The apple is out of reach. There is danger here. To illustrate this, his foot slips. He hangs upside down like a monkey. Sweet as that apple, I want him to remain forever unbruised. "Why do you want it?" I ask casually as he rights himself. "I don't know," he says, and frowns, wiggles some more. "I just want it." At last he decides the branch is too skinny to hold him. His blonde hair looks green in the leaf light. I suggest he look out now through the branches over the hill where the orchard ends and the fields begin. "Did you bring my telescope?" Like the wings of geese, the hills in the distance seem to be flying away, shaking the sun and color out into the air, like feathers. Eventually, he stops swinging his legs, peers quietly out through the leaves, as if through his telescope, sensing a weather change. "It's beautiful," he whispers, "beautiful." I can tell him that the goodness of this morning will nourish him someday, that he knows his name is Cullen, does not need to carve it in this tree. I tell him what a natural day this is, without an ugly label, and how the morning will flow like clear juice into the afternoon. Instead, I tell him one of my favorite childhood stories. One day, his grandfather, very poor when he was 7 and always hungry, went stealing apples. He filled his trousers with them. But the farmer saw him and came running. My father's pants were so filled with apples, he couldn't run, so pulled them off, dropped them with the apples. The child's laughter tumbles down through the branches. As the sun climbs higher in the trees, I wonder why I told this story. I cannot tell him how much heart it takes, or that this hour is but one of many in a single season. I cannot tell him yet, as quickly as clouds pile up, an afternoon, a year, a generation changes, and the evening may be cold.
Thank you, Suzanne.